Cupid's Letter. Dear Sir or Madam, I am writing in regard to your notice about the delay in shipment of my order for 14 dozen Olympic quality, ultra-accurate gold-tipped arrows. Perhaps you do not understand the urgency of the situation. I realize that you have no control over the suppliers of your stock. However, surely you have an existing supply in your warehouse. As a valued customer for so many years, I appeal to you to consider filling my order ahead of any others. Since Valentine's Day will fall on the 14th day of February, as traditional, it is imperative that my order be received no later than the 13th. I must be ready for my flight early the next morning in order to assure that couples the world over are not disappointed. Without equipment, I am powerless, and love cannot be delivered to those in need of a bit of extra incentive at this time of year. Poets the world over have written poems and sonnets of love. Famous couples throughout the ages have depended on me to add that extra spark to their relationship that makes it more than just mere friendship. Surely you can understand that Cupid must have arrows. Each and every year, I alone am responsible for targeting the hearts of individuals and filling them with a passion for a beloved. What sort of Valentine's Day will it be if Cupid cannot complete this task? I ask you, what sort of world would it be without love? If you do not have the specific superfine carbon arrow, perhaps you can substitute a graphite of equal quality. While I do have a strong preference from many years of expertise in these matters of heart, this is an emergency and not a time to stand on principle. We are talking about love here. Providing the incentive to fall in love is serious business. While I do prefer carbon, ultra accuracy is not entirely essential, as my shot is so powerful that it is likely the unwary lover will be evoked into action even by a near center shot. Reusing old arrows is not a practical option in my particular situation. Regardless of the durability of the arrow shaft, those struck by the arrow of Cupid usually become so amorous that it is almost impossible to recover the arrows. For days, weeks, or even years after, they will continue to pursue the beloved to the highest mountains, to the deepest seas, to the ends of the earth, if necessary. Well, you know the cliches. This phenomenon is widely documented in song and poetry. You may have felt the sting of my arrow at one time yourself. Sooner or later, practically everyone in the world is struck. You see, therefore, just how essential it is that my order be filled in a timely manner. Please ship the 14 dozen arrows or an appropriate substitute at your earliest convenience. Otherwise, I may be forced to refer the millions of irate lovers who will be asking why there was no Valentine's Day this year to your complaint department. Thank you for your kind attention, and I shall be waiting for your express package with my bow and quiver ready. The future of procreation is depending on you. I'm sure I can count on your cooperation. With love, Cupid.